Have you ever walked into a room and completely forgotten why? Laughed at a joke that horrified you moments later? Made a snap judgment about someone based purely on how they looked? These aren't random glitches in an otherwise rational mind. They're glimpses of something far more profound, an invisible system operating beneath our awareness, silently steering our thoughts, decisions, and behaviors. This hidden brain, as researcher Shankar Vedantam calls it, doesn't ask permission before it acts. It doesn't announce itself. It simply runs the show while our conscious mind takes credit for decisions it never actually made. What's most unsettling isn't that this system exists, but that we remain utterly convinced we're in control, even as it manipulates us. 5 days before her 30th birthday, Toni Gustis was gardening when a man approached asking for directions. Despite mounting discomfort, ingrained politeness kept her engaged. When he forced her into her apartment and raped her, Gustis methodically memorized every detail: white, early 20s, dark blonde hair, narrow blue eyes, tapered jaw, small black cross tattoo. She provided police with descriptions that led to a composite sketch. Initially cautious about identifying suspect Eric Sarsfield, her doubts vanished after spending Christmas with family in her childhood church. Her absolute certainty helped convict him. 14 years later, DNA evidence proved Sarsfield couldn't have been the rapist. When they finally met, Gustis noticed something striking. Sarsfield had crooked teeth, unlike her attacker's even teeth. She'd never mentioned this detail because it wasn't distinctive enough. This devastating case reveals how emotional states and unconscious processes can manipulate memory without our awareness, even when we're desperately trying to be accurate. We trust our memories as video recordings, but they're actually reconstructions, edited by a hidden director we never see. In a Newcastle office, researcher Melissa Bateson alternated images of watching eyes and flowers on a beverage station payment notice for 10 weeks. During eye image weeks, honesty tripled, yet no employee consciously noticed the changing images. This reveals how attention illuminates only certain aspects of our environment, while our hidden brain remains vigilant to peripheral cues, interpreting even photographs of eyes as actual observation. These unconscious shortcuts powerfully influence decisions. Economists Adam Alter and Daniel Oppenheimer discovered that companies with easy-to-pronounce names outperformed those with complex names by 11.2% on their first trading day, growing to 33% after a year, a $330,000 difference on a $1 million investment. Our hidden brain associates pronounceability with safety, while linking difficulty with risk. In a Dutch restaurant, a waitress who mimicked customers' exact language received tips 140% larger than when using synonyms. This mimicry signals understanding at an unconscious level. We mirror others constantly, matching phrases, speech rhythms, even physical movements without ever noticing. Alzheimer's researchers John Trojanowski and Virginia Lee appear utterly incompatible. John speaks in elaborate, detailed sentences with icy restraint when angry. Virginia uses staccato speech, stripping language to essentials and flashing fire when upset. They argue over trivial matters, wake-up times, breakfast cereal. Colleagues watch in shock as both bring each other to the brink of tears during professional disputes. Yet they've maintained a loving marriage for over 30 years while building a world-renowned scientific partnership. Their secret is complementarity, unconsciously dividing responsibilities by strengths. Virginia handles biochemistry and bench science. John manages clinical issues and external communications. They've deliberately structured their collaboration to reduce competitiveness, insisting on sharing all recognition equally. John once threatened to reject a $1 million grant unless both names were included. While we consciously seek similarities in partners, our hidden brain draws us toward people whose strengths offset our weaknesses, creating partnerships greater than the sum of their parts. This unconscious recognition of complementary traits happens long before our conscious mind acknowledges them. Brian and Wendy McNamara's 30-year marriage unraveled mysteriously after Brian's retirement. Once sociable and affectionate, Wendy grew emotionally distant and developed strange behaviors, examining tree bark obsessively, counting truck wheels, approaching strangers to touch their hair. Medical tests revealed frontotemporal dementia, a disorder affecting brain regions regulating social behavior while leaving analytical abilities intact. Unlike Alzheimer's that attacks memory, frontotemporal dementia erodes social judgment while maintaining observational skills. Patients know right from wrong intellectually, but lack the emotional component that makes most people care about social rules. This demonstrates that ethical behavior stems not from textbooks or religious teachings, but from evolutionary algorithms in the hidden brain. The frontal and temporal lobes, evolutionary developments that enabled civilization, unconsciously shape our social judgments and moral conscience. Without them, we wouldn't become superior thinking machines. We'd be isolated creatures unable to form friendships or fall in love. Like water's wetness to fish, we rarely notice but cannot survive without our hidden brain's constant social navigation. Our brains are wired to favor faces, especially familiar ones, a survival adaptation babies display from birth. The fusiform face area specializes in recognizing human faces, explaining why we see faces everywhere and prefer anthropomorphized features. This creates an unintended consequence. We become better at recognizing faces from our own ethnic group. Familiar ethnic faces get processed automatically, while unfamiliar ones require conscious effort. Francis Aboud's research reveals children develop racial biases unintentionally. Around middle school, interracial friendships experience an extinction event. By seventh grade, children have significantly fewer cross-race friendships than in fourth grade. Different race friends were more likely to be dropped and less likely to be added, resulting in older children having 1.5 times more same-race friends. This shift coincides with a developmental stage where children cement identity through group membership. Around ages 7 to 8, children naturally gravitate toward in-groups based on race, sports teams, and cultures. The decline in cross-cultural friendships isn't driven by hostility, but by children's natural tendency to define themselves through group identity, a tendency our hidden brain reinforces without our awareness. Understanding the hidden brain reveals why prejudice persists across all ages. When someone makes a racist remark, our response should be recognition rather than indignation. We all harbor unconscious biases shaped by cultural exposure. William von Hippel's research showed elderly people with diminished cognitive control expressed more prejudice. Studies found that giving adults glucose instead of artificial sweetener reduced prejudiced responses by providing mental fuel to restrain hidden stereotypes. The pattern repeats throughout life. Young children without developed executive function, stressed adults under cognitive load, and elderly people experiencing normal decline all show heightened susceptibility to unconscious associations. Most people genuinely don't consciously harbor bigotry. Their explicit attitudes reflect sincere egalitarian values. Yet their hidden brain, molded by culture, doesn't share these views. The solution isn't lamenting our hidden brain, but recognizing its limitations and creating compensating systems. We cannot eliminate the hidden brain, nor should we try. Instead, we must build institutions and practices that help our better angels prevail over automatic impulses. Reason remains our only defense against bias, our lighthouse against unconscious prejudice.